Hey everyone, and welcome back. I have to say, the buzz around SpaceX's upcoming initial public offering is absolutely electric. It's such a rare, exciting opportunity for everyday investors to actually get a foot in the door of the commercial space industry. But before we all rush to our trading apps, I want to gently remind everyone that financial experts are urging us to keep our expectations grounded in how IPOs actually work.
I appreciate that balance. It's easy to get swept up in the excitement, especially with reports suggesting an unusually high retail allocation this time around. But let's be clear about the mechanics. Even with that allocation, everyday buyers will likely only receive a tiny fraction of the total shares. Public offerings are structurally built to prioritize institutional investors, hedge funds, and investment banks. They secure the vast majority of that inventory long before trading begins.
Exactly. So for the retail crowd, what does that actually mean on day one?
It means you should anticipate limited availability, intense first-day demand, and a very high likelihood of partial order fills. You might put in an order for 100 shares and only get 10. And that's just the availability piece. Valuation adds another serious layer of risk to consider.
Right, and the numbers here are astronomical. We're talking a company valued in the hundreds of billions. How does that translate to the price we'll actually see?
Shares will almost certainly price at a premium, heavily weighted on aggressive future earnings projections rather than current profits. Historically, high-hype IPOs like this rarely launch at a discount and are notorious for immediate sharp volatility. If you wait for the price to dip, you might be completely locked out. But if you buy right at the opening bell, you're risking a steep correction once the market fully digests the realities of capital-intensive operations, regulatory hurdles, and cyclical aerospace manufacturing.
Wow, that's a lot to weigh. But I don't think the answer is to just walk away entirely. Space technology and satellite infrastructure are undeniably legitimate, high-growth sectors. The key is really about approach. Instead of chasing the hype, we should treat this with discipline and a genuine long-term perspective.
I completely agree. Sustainable returns in this space require strategic execution. So, if someone is going to participate, what's the playbook?
Great question. First, treat it as a multi-year commitment, not a quick trade. Second, accept partial fills and adjust your position size so you're not overexposed. Third, use dollar-cost averaging to spread your purchases out and smooth out that initial volatility. And finally, please, actually read the official prospectus. You need to understand the company's debt, cash burn rate, and insider lockup periods before you commit a single dollar.
That's solid, practical advice. Ultimately, while SpaceX's public listing is a historic step toward industry transparency, we have to acknowledge that the financial mechanics of IPOs rarely favor retail buyers in the short term. It's a structural reality, not a personal slight.
Exactly. Once you recognize that your retail allocation is just a small slice of a massive offering, you can step back from the noise, manage your risk effectively, and ground your decisions in sustainable, long-term value.
Well said. Space exploration may be reaching for the stars, but our investment strategies must remain firmly grounded in financial reality. Thanks for joining us, and as always, invest wisely.